Greetings, dear friends. For those who listen regular, we're going to go right back to Isaiah chapter 55. I don't believe we could ever exhaust the truth, the depth of this beautiful passage. For it's there that the prophet, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." If you were to try to measure how high the heavens above the earth, it'd be impossible to measure to the point of the throne of God where He sits. And yet His thoughts and ways far supersede ours, even to a subject like we're going to look at in these few moments. Reading from Deuteronomy chapter 21, "And they shall say unto the elders of his city, This our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. And all the men of his city shall stone him with stones that he die. So shall thou put evil away from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear." To be sure, when it comes to having your own son stoned for the sins of rebellion and stubbornness and drunkenness, that's pretty serious, isn't it? And yet that's what God said do. "And his thoughts are above ours as the heavens are above the earth." Notice what will be the result. Evil will be put away. Israel shall hear and fear. You better believe it. It'll put fear in their hearts. And if we had a little more justice today, if we had men on the benches dealing out justice instead of slapping on the wrist, we would have people who were fearful of the consequences of breaking the law. And I trust that those listening today are fearful of the consequences of breaking the commandments, the ordinances, the truth of God's Word. From Proverbs 23 we read, "For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags." To be sure, drunkenness brings on poverty. And then from the New Testament, 1 Corinthians says, "Know ye not, or don't you know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate," that means the homosexuals, the queers, "nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." Man says that these things are just other ways of life, other choices that we can make. God says, "Oh no, you're mistaken. They're sin, and the wages of sin is death. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all those that neglect God." All of these are going to be burned with fire and brimstone. They'll be cast into the lake of fire for eternity. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy. Galatians tells us, "Now the works of the flesh are these: adultery, a fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness." See how drunkenness keeps coming out? "Revelings and the such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." I've had people come to me at Christmas and say, "Surely you'll take a little drink at Christmas time." Well, Christmas time is supposed to be the time when we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, when He, who was eternally God, became man, the incarnate virgin-born Son of God. How dare anybody suggest that the way to celebrate the birth of this pure, holy, eternal one is by going out and drinking and getting drunk? Perish the thought. The drunkard is going to go along with all these other wretched, miserable sinners. Verse 7 of 1 Thessalonians 5 says, "They that be drunk are drunken in the night, but let us who are of the day be sober." Friend of mine, I trust that if you are today without Christ, if today you're away from the Lord Jesus, you'll just stop your car or fall on your knees if you're at home, wherever, and make everything right with God. "Lord, I confess, I acknowledge, and I'll turn believingly to you." Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, and you'll be saved. May He bless you to do so today.